heard the Spirit of the Lord say, answers, answers, and more answers. For on this path that I'm offering you is a path filled with continual answers of the heart, says the Spirit of grace. Not of the intellect, not of the mind, but those things that go deep into the core of the Spirit and bring forth a solidification and absolute, a place of knowing who you are. And I, as a father, desiring a place of intimate fellowship with you that answers all questions of the heart, says the Spirit of grace. For those things that have come up, even from a child in wonderment, concerning the questions of life, family, and your pursuit of happiness, I have in this path, it's not only a sure and steadfast path into power and demonstration and the propagation of the gospel, but it is to the individual. Mokadesete. Mokadesekediete. Mokadese. I am not employing employees on this journey. I'm bringing forth sons and daughters. I'll not treat you as a subject to be used in the harvest only at my pleasure and then set aside. For I desire intimacy and to answer and to supply to you first. My objective is not the world harvest at your expense. For to all my sons and daughters that are already in, my first and foremost objective is to come and lavish on you my love and to build you up, getting you past all crippled places that may not be evident to the world or society or to those who think they know you most. But those places and those secret rooms of the heart in which I desire to come and fill up those places and to bring forth healing and ministry, deliverance from fears and internal anxieties. I desire a harvesters that are healed. And those that are feel that know and feel the experience of my love, they step out on that place. Mohalakata. Bolemende hedi setio. Malakade, this is not a business. It's not a promotion for a man or men. It's a family. And you, my sons and daughters, are part of that. And those that are out there watching and listening. I don't want your call first. I want you. I don't want your call first. I want you. I don't want your call first. I want you. You can give me no greater. Oh, God, I say. No greater gift than to give me you in prayers, seekings, intimacy. And oftentimes your heart is, what can I do? Let me out of the chute. Let me go. I want to do work, do, go, be for you. And all these things will come about. But I want you. I want you, Mahakadasa. I want you beyond miracles. I want you before great works. I want you. I want you. I want you, says the Spirit of Grace. Mahakate. Andehesede. Jesus. No one can stand in as a surrogate for you. Not a husband, not a wife, not a friend, not a pastor, not an elder. No one can stand in that place. I can't go through someone to express the intimacy and desire, the things that a father says to a daughter, the things that a father says to a son. I must have you. See to this, that in all that you're called to and all that you believe that I've spoken to you concerning your call, ministry, and going forward on this path, see that nothing, no thrill of success, no thrill of having accomplished, even instruction from me, nothing replaces that place of that time alone where there's just you and I for me to come and lavish. This was my desire with Adam and Eve. I didn't create them and for a purpose of evangelizing the world. I created them for the intimacy that I could share with them on a daily basis. The calls and evangelism and the necessity for a harvest came about because of the fall. But you must know that first and foremost is this place. Nothing replaces it. Not any great work. Not any great accomplishment. Not any saluting and going and doing and being and prospering in the thing whereunto I send you. All is subordinate to this place of knowing me face to face. All is subordinate to that. Every miracle that the Holy Ghost will manifest in my name is subordinate to that. Every gift that can be brought forth in the church for the edification of the church is subordinate to that. Mag. Makatete. But I've searched for people throughout the ages that I could know face to face through what I gave them in the inheritance of my son. And I found this generation, in this generation, those seeking me here and other places, desiring. And the message is the same. Mahalaso. Mehetiete. Yes, sir. You said even in your dying to the flesh, the mortification process is subordinate to intimacy. Nothing is to be done in a cookie cutter fashion of formulas. Even mortification has no formula. The formula is to know me, to seek to know me. All fastings, all prayers, all giving of thanks circumvents around my original desire for man, sons and daughters, for for the purpose of communion. Hakadesete. If you'll do these things, you'll be highly exalted. You'll be highly exalted. My exaltation will be to glorify Jesus through you. But never forget. Never in prosperity. Never in the move of the Spirit. Never at any moment. What all things are subordinate to.